plugging leaks, building and consolidating habits. I've used the 67-step program by Tai Lopez to take me to a 360-degree observation of myself, my life, and my leaks. The 67 steps is 67 audios. They are not something to learn. It is most useful the way I've used it, as a diagnostic tool. Diagnosing your leaks. The 67 steps program's truth value is 10% not high. Its value is in that it takes you to places, vantage points you normally wouldn't go. Places where you can see what you can't see from where you normally look from. For example, you can see how you leak energy, time, money, willpower, love, your working memory slots, etc. If you use it that way, you can hone in on a leak here and a leak there, and start plugging them in earnest. Permanently. Plugging a leak is a habit change itself, and first it needs to be understood thoroughly. To understand habits. To understand the why, the how, the trigger, the process. Unless you give it enough time, the leak will come back with haste. But until a new behavior is consolidated, you need to keep it in your working memory. But you only have 4 slots in your working memory. So as long as you keep habits in working memory, you have nothing to learn with. The new habit needs to become a chunk in your permanent memory, long-term memory, so you free up the working memory slot you so desperately need for learning, understanding, to enjoy life. If you do it your way, you won't plug in any leaks. And your history is an indication that you will do this plugging the leaks exactly the way you do everything else, with the hope that it stays that way without you giving it the time, the attention, the learning it requires. Some of the leaks are wrong thinking, by the way. Wrong time frame, wrong system, wrong match, many things you have never even thought of. We can safely assume that you now know less than 10% of the principles Tai talks about in his 67 steps. And if you are like most people, you'll hear only 3 to 10% of what he says. And 97% of what you already know and is either irrelevant or plain wrong. This is true for Tai too. He has read all those books, he has heard all those smart people. In his starting point measurements, measured just now, 10% of what he reads/hears gets through to him accurately. He is getting better. He heard 10% of what they said and filled in the rest with what he already knew. This is one of the reasons I don't want you to learn from Tai. I want you to learn from me, but dig deep in your life and in your attitudes to find the leaks. If you need me to do it for you, it will take longer, and it will be very expensive. Too expensive. Why expensive? Because speaking, for me, leaks the energy I need to do my job, which is to penetrate the invisible deeper and deeper. Believe it or not, speaking is a very energy-requiring activity. So I take on only very few talking clients. In addition, I only take on clients where I get as much back as I put into the conversation. At least after a few months. No matter who, everyone is an energy suck in the beginning. And I don't want to wear myself thin. And do none of my life's work. What? For money? Not in a million years. P.S. I learned how to change habits from Duhigg's book, The Power of Habit. On the subscriber's site, https://freestuff.bysophie.com/books/nonfiction/The Power of Habits/. By the way, there was one real distinction to learn in that book, that all habits are controlled by a trigger. If you want to change a habit, you need to get crystal clear of what is the trigger. And instead of eliminating the trigger, which is the knee-jerk reaction to fix it, build a new habit on the same trigger by using a reward. Catch the trigger. And cause an epigenetic shift for yourself and your life. And if you haven't, here is the link to the 67-step coaching program. I call it also the prison break. Because that is really what it is.